We are learning Masechta Sukkah, Daf Mem Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 11 lines from the top of Mem Aleph, Mem Amud Aleph, 11 lines from the top. We learned in our Mishnah that if you buy the Dal Minim on Shemitah, what you should do is you could pay for the Lulav, but the Esrig you should ask they give it to you for Matana. And the Gemara asked, why is the Esrig a problem of Shvi'is, not Lulav? So the Gemara answers, because it grew in the 6th year and was picked in the 7th year. So our Mishnah goes according to the Tano holds that you go bust a Lakita by Esrig. Therefore, since you picked the Esrig on Shemitah year, has din of Shemitah. Mashiach in the Lulav, you go bust a Chanota, you go bust a when it grew. And therefore, there is no Shvi'is, no Shemitah problem by Lulav. That's Pshat in our Mishnah. And the question is like this. It's Mashma, that technically there is a din Shemitah by a Lulav, even though all it is a stick. So Gemara is going to discuss that now. Dr. Gemara, time of the lulav by shishis and echas shviyasu. The reason why it's mutter to buy the lulav on Shemitah year and the money doesn't become Shemitah money and giving it to Am Haaretz, the reason is because it's a bar shishis and echas shviyas. Because it was something that grew in the 6th year, coming in the 7th year. How the shviyas kaddish, but if it be a lulav that grew on Shemitah year, it would be kaddish. And the Gemara's kasha is, am I eitzim ba'amu? Am I? Why is it kosh b'shvius? Eitzim ba'amu, it's a piece of wood. But eitzim may be mishum kedusha shvius. And eitzim don't have any kedusha of shvius. Doesn't have the dinim, the halachas of shmita. How do we know? The Thailand and the Braisa. Ali konim, leaves from these reeds of Ali gafanim and vines, shegivavam lechuva apnea soda. If you gather it to put it away, to store it, you gather a bunch of this, these branches to store. So it depends. Locked on la'achila. This is what we're talking about on Shemitah, on Shvius, in the 7th year. Locked on la'achila, if you gather it in order to eat it, yes, bam, shom kedusha Shvius. Then it has kedusha Shvius. Now, what does it mean to eat it? Obviously, people don't eat it. It means the behemoth. But that's also mutter on Shvius to use your wood for achila and to gather for achila for the behemoths. For the animals, lokdan la'achila, yes, b'am, shom kedusha shvius. If you gather la'achila, then it has kedusha shvius. Lokdan la'etzim, if you gather for firewood, ain't b'am, shom kedusha shvius. There's no kedusha shvius. So first of all, you see here, it's totally new kavano. These branches, they have equal uses, either for Michael Behemoth, for food, for animal food, or to use for firewood. So it depends on your kavano. If your kavano is for animal food, then it's mutter. If then it has din kedusha shvius. And you have to keep all the halachas of shvius on them. If you gather it le'etzim, there's no din kedusha shvius. But what do you see? What? Yeah, la'achila and
the mitzvah.
Yeah, mitzvah. That's not mitzvah. Is neither one. It's neither gather for a mitzvah. Right, is nothing.
Sell.
No, before selling, you have to know what's the number one. What's the first? Is it shvius or not? Then you worry about selling it. Is it Kaddish Shemitah not? So, Stam Eitzim, that's the thing, Stam Eitzim right here is the Suffolk. We're not sure. Depends what you gather it for. If you gather it for Michael Behem, has it to Shemitah, if not, not. So the question is over here, animals do not eat Lulavim. And therefore, it's Eitzim Ba'alma. So why does it have Kedusha Shemitah at all? It's Mashma that it has Kedusha Shemitah. Lulavim should not have Kedusha Shemitah. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara's Teretz is, that really Eitzim would have Kedusha Shvius. Just Shani Hasam, there when locked on for firewood, the reason why there it doesn't have Kedusha Shvius for a different reason. The Amar Krah, the Pasuk says like this, Lachem La'akla. It says, I read the whole Pasuk, V'hoiz Shabbos Ha'aretz Lachem La'akla. This year will be Shabbos Ha'aretz Lachem La'akla L'chol L'avdecha L'masecha L'sircha L'sircha L'gar Mimach. So it says Lachem La'akla. There's two mashmayisim. Lachem, it's yours, la'akla to eat. It's what? Lachem, dumi la'akla. It's for your use, similar to achila. Misha hana'asa yubi'urei shava. Only hana'os that happen the same time when it's getting consumed. Yotzu etzim shana'asa ma'achabirim. Wood that you use for firewood, to warm yourself or to cook. The way it works is that while it's burning, it's not useful. It's only after it goes out and turns to coals and embers, then you cook on it, then it keeps you warm. So that is when the ikar hana of the eitzim are. So therefore, since the eitzim are not similar to achila, where the hana, the gain, and when it gets consumed at the same exact time, so therefore it doesn't not include in the kedusha shvius. You also eitzim shana osam achav yurim. Now, Rashi explains, so why is lulav different? So now lulav, so Rashi explains that lulav, the main purpose of a lulav is to use for brooms. And brooms, the hana and bi'ura mashava, are the same exact time. Therefore, lulavim are, yeah, lulavim are considered kedusha shvius because they're similar to achila, the hana and the bi'ura mashava. Therefore, there's kedusha shvius on lulavim. Mashenki, regular wood, it depends. Lokta la achila, it's good. Lokta la etzim, not. Frank the Gemara, but etzim also, like etzim the mashkam, there's certain etzim which are flammable, and they actually use them as a torch. And therefore, the hana comes the same time as the biurim. Ve'ikim etzim mashkan, the nasim biurim shava, amarava stam etzim lahasaka ahimayimtim. Most etzim are used for firewood, which is, means when it turns to coals. And since in most of them are used for firewood, therefore, even if you picked it, you gathered it to use as a torch, it doesn't have kedusha shvius. Kedusha shvius goes basa, ikar of derech tashmishai. And therefore, etzim that are gathered for fire are ikar tashmishim is to use it as coals, and therefore it's not an awesome birun shava, and it's no kedusha shvius. That's what comes out in Agamar. Mashenken love him there. The stam hana of lulav is for a broom, and therefore it has kedusha shvius. So Gemara has a kasha. The etzim lahasaka. And Stam is, I just want to speak out. The Rashi is an afkamina. If something kedusha shvius is, besides for buying it from Amaretz, that's one afkamina. Another afkamina is that you yourself, if you sell your own lulavim or your own etzim, you can't buy with that money a shirt or a talis. You have to buy dafka food because the money gets within kedusha shvius on it as well. So the Gemara ve'etzim lahasaka tanoi, ve'etzim lahasaka tanoi. Which Rashi explains means that this whole machlokes that we're saying you have to have ana the same time as the biurim, that when it's consumed, that's an anas davi, that's the machlokes. If only there's naga shvius or even afterwards. It will be a tano holds that even if the hana is afterwards, after the biurim, there still is shvius. And this tano will use the pasuk of similar to achila for something else. So ve'etim la'asaka tanoi. The time went to the brisa. Ein moisrim perish shvius. You cannot use perish shvius loy le'mishra v'loy le'kvusa. For example, if it's wine from shvius, you're not going to use it to soak your flax in it. You know, when you soak flax, it's really pishtim. When you soak this plant, it turns into linen because the strings it turns to string. So you're not going to do that. Soak it in wine of shvius. V'loy le'kvusa. You can't wash clothing with the wine of shvius, and the reason is because this man yama holds the hana osam achabiyurom is not the right type of hana that you're allowed to do something with shvius. Here, yain has a kedusha shvius, and you only use it for hana that are immediate. But hana that comes la'achas man is no good. And by, when you soak something, it turns into flax. The hana is not right now. The hana is achas man. The wine gets ruined now, and the hana is achas man. Therefore, it's not allowed to be used. It's not allowed to use. And Rabbi Yisrael says you could do it. And we'll see, because Rabbi Yisrael does not hold of his din that you have to have the Ana and Biurim at the same time. Therefore, Rabbi Yisrael holds you could use it for Mishra and Kfusa. I got to play Yeshua as a Kasha that what Stamaz is the din of Hefzeh Perish Fias. You're not allowed to just take a good Perish Fias, that's good wine, and use it for something else, even if the Ana is the same time. So the Aruch Hanan answer is talking about here wine that was ready, wasn't edible, wasn't consumable for human consumption and whatever, was spoiled a little bit, but still it's a kedusha shvius. So therefore, it's machlekes if you're allowed to use it for something that hana is later. So Tanakama holds you're not allowed to. Right? It says maishim. My time Tanakama. What's time Tanakama? Domakra pasuk says la'achla v'leila mishra v'lekvusa. This is la'achla, which means to eat, which is hana right now. V'leila mishra v'lekvusa, which is hana lachazman. My time of Rabbi Yosi. What's time of Rabbi Yosi? Who says you're allowed to do it? You're allowed to use it to soak the pishton and soak clothing to clean it. Makra lechem, it's in the pasuk lechem. Lechem lachol, lechem lachol tzorchem, everything you need. Afilu mishra lekvusa. Hatana kama, ksiv lechem. Tana kama, what says lechem? Ahi, ahu, lechem dumi lachla. The lechem, your tzorchem have to be dumi to lachla. Mishana also, if you were a shava, yotsu mishra lekvusa, shana also, the gain of mishra lekvusa, achab yurim is later on. And he holds, you're right, lechem ebol tzorchem. It has to be similar to achila, which the hana and biurim are at the same time. V'rav Yosi haksiv la'achla. V'rav Yosi it says la'achla. So what do you do with the daima lechem daima to la'achla? He's saying you're allowed to use mishra and kvusa, which is a na'alachas man. What do you do with lechem la'achla? That teaches us that it has to be la'achla and not for refuah. It has to be something that's shavel chal nefesh. Just like achila is a na'ah that everyone could relate to. It has to be something that everyone could relate to. We're talking about the braisa. La'achla v'lugma. It says in the braisa, like Rabbi Yosi's drasha, the pasuk says la'achla, and not you cannot use perishvias for refuah. You're telling me that's a drasha, to eat and not to use for refuah. Maybe it means that you shouldn't use it for laundry detergent. It says, lachem, I'll use anything I need. And not for malugma, and not for a four. Ma rois la rabis akvus loisis malugma. How do you know taka what to be marba and what to be what to exclude? Why are you saying that kvusa is a right with perishvias and not malugma? So Gemara says marba ni is a kvusa sheshava b'chol adam umoitzi es malugma shein es shava b'chol adam. The rule of thumb, according to Yosi, is, according to this price, is you marbe something hana that shava for every single person. Masha'inkein melugma, which is refuah, she'ena shava l'chol adam, and therefore we those things are not allowed with kedusha shvius because not everyone is sick, like Rashi says. And the Gemara is in the Ma'aseh of two more things. Man tana l'hara tana banan. Who is the tana? Is it Rabbi Yosi tana kama? The following price says la'aklam. The Brachas Darshan says by Shvius, La'achla deep v'loy l'mugla, not for refuah. La'achla to eat v'loy l'ziluf, not for using, in those days, they used to pour wine in a room to give it a good smell. So there also, you can't use it for that either, because that's not shavah chal nefesh. Not everyone enjoys that. Not everyone could afford that. And therefore, that's not shavah chal adam. And not everyone enjoys it. La'achla v'lalasis menu apikt vizin. You shouldn't use it to make a person throw up, you shouldn't use it for that either. Why not? Also, these three things are all things that are not shava l'chol nefesh. Not everyone likes throwing up. By the way, the word apetizim Rashi says is a lotion of apik tfei zin. It takes out extra food. Someone ate too much and he wants to get rid of it, so that's what the word apik tfei zin stands for. So who's this Tana? Who says that la'achla is coming to memayit these three things? You know who it is? Keman Rav Yosi, it's going according to Rav Yosi who holds that lachem la'achla darish the drasha is something that's shavah chal adam. That's what his tan is. The rabbanon, because if it was to be the rabbanon, he can nami mishra v'kusa. There's two other things that are should be muyit also. Things that are not ana ubirun shava, which is soaking flax or soaking clothing to wash it. And since it doesn't say it, it's not the rabbanon. Now it's mashma that the Rabbanah would agree to all the three. It should have said these two also. So the Acharonim speak out that these three things, Malugma, Ziluf, and Akhtizin, are also something that are not Hana'asan u Bi'uran Shava. Because the Bi'uran is right when it comes in, when you swallow it, let's say. But the Refuah, the healing, comes later. And same thing with throwing up, it happens a little later. Ziluf also, when you pour it, it gets destroyed. The good smell happens a little later. So therefore, the Rabbanon will hold all those things are not allowed on Shvius, but that's because Rabbanon and Rabbi Yosi, according to Rabbanon, there's more machmir, Kedusha Shvius can't be, only use pair of Shvius for something you have to know right away, immediately. And Rabbi Yosi says that only as long as Shavuot Hanach is just fine. It happens to be one of the nafkaminas that would be like, let's say, to buy a shirt, the chayr should be a nafkamina between the two things, if there, you have to know if it's hanah right away. The chara there, it's not hanah right away. You have to know about a talis and a chalak. What's the halacha there? It could be the hanah is not right away. But could be just shavah chal nefesh. It might be an afkamina between them. You have to know if that's an afkamina b'yaseh rabbanon. Like upon him, we have a chalak b'yaseh rabbanon here. If you have to have if shavah chal adam is the nekuda, or the nekuda is hanah asan ubi uran shavah.